It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. People in Denver will have to wear a mask when they're in certain public places beginning today. The city's stay-at-home order ends Friday, allowing more businesses to open. But Mayor Michael Hancock says the masks are an important part in helping slow the spread of the coronavirus.
It's a symbolic gesture to your neighbor that you care enough about them to wear a mask. And that's what we're asking everyone to do.
Masks must be worn inside businesses, at work, at healthcare facilities, and while waiting in line for transit. 16 Colorado counties have asked for exemptions from the state's pandemic restrictions. Governor Polis's safer at home policy allows counties to ask for some local modifications. They must have low case numbers for COVID-19 and a virus containment plan. Only Eagle and Mesa counties have been approved so far. The stay at home order has meant at least one thing for people in Denver. They could watch as much Tiger King as they wanted.
It's not every day that a zookeeper went to prison for murder for hire.
CPR's Taylor Allen has more.
According to new Nielsen data, Denverites are consuming a lot more TV. Connected device streaming in Denver went up 78% in March, the first month social distancing measures were put in place. Some of that viewership has slightly leveled off as warmer weather came in April. Before COVID-19, Denver ranked 21 in the country for streaming markets. Now the city ranks at 10. The most significant gains are in the early afternoon hours, with about a 50% increase in streaming from 1 to 4 p.m., when most adults were at work before the pandemic. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser is joining 10 other attorneys general around the U.S. in asking the Justice Department to investigate potential price fixing by meat packers. They say the concentrated market structure of the beef industry makes it susceptible to manipulation, especially during times of food insecurity like the pandemic.